Most instructions have a source, a signature, a seal, a hand you can name. Even the oldest mandates in this place have an origin you can point to, if not with certainty, then with honest approximation. This one does not. This is Record 6, filed from the procedural wing, where policy is supposed to live, and where the archive pretends that practice has a beginning. At the time of this record, I have not spoken to the council. I have not requested permission. I have only done what an archivist is allowed to do, trace an instruction to its first appearance. The phrase, corrected for continuity, persists across centuries without attribution. That alone is unusual. What makes it significant is that it behaves like a rule. It alters what may be asked. It stabilizes contradiction. It renews itself at generational intervals, which means it is not merely language. It is governance, quiet, procedural governance, embedded inside habit. So I searched for the initiating directive, a decree, a council order, a memorandum, anything. There are rooms here most staff do not enter, not forbidden rooms, simply specialized chambers where manuals are kept, where training doctrine is revised, where workflows retire and are preserved like fossils. Still legible, still dangerous, if handled carelessly. I began with the Continuity Codex, the compiled standard from which our modern practice claims to descend. The phrase appears in the Codex. It is referenced. It is assumed. It is never introduced. I followed the references backward, from Codex to Addendum, from Addendum to Revision Record, from Revision Record to Predecessor Manual. The phrase persists. Always present, never explained. It is as if the archive learned to breathe a certain way and no longer remembers its first breath. There is a practice among archivists. When an instruction cannot be sourced, it is treated as foundational, not because we trust it, because we do not know how to remove it without collapsing what has been built upon it. This is discipline. It is also fear, in a more sophisticated form. Not fear of punishment, fear of destabilization. Certain classes of instruction require explicit authority, restricted site permissions, seal protocols, ward-adjacent handling. Those directives always carry marks of origin. Council consensus leaves a geometry in wax that cannot be mistaken. Multiple voices pressed into one. Even when individual names are absent, the seal speaks in the language of agreement. Older mandates, those issued during the post-fracture transitions, carry their own weight. Older inks, older phrasing, older discipline. This instruction carries none of it. No seal, no geometry, no voice, only repetition. I checked the most uncomfortable possibility. That corrected for continuity began as a temporary measure and was later normalized. If that were true, I should find an initial period of uncertainty, marginal debate, inconsistent application, competing wordings. There is no such period. The phrase arrives in the record fully formed, not tentative, not argued, not negotiated, as if it was placed into practice by a hand that did not require justification. I found one reference that almost qualified as an origin. A procedural index lists continuity instruction, class, inherited, no author, no date of issuance, no reason. But in the margin, faint, old, there is a routing glyph, not a seal, not an emblem, a pathing mark, the kind used when an instruction is moved through systems without being recorded as an act of movement, administrative sleight of hand. A way to carry weight without admitting you are carrying it. I have seen this glyph before, not often. It appears on ledgers that handle certain distributions, materials moved by obligation rather than request, allocations treated as constants, items that do not enter the archive as acquisitions, but as necessities, records that arrive already decided. The presence of that glyph here suggests the continuity instruction traveled the same way, not issued, routed. This is the point where an archivist is supposed to step back. The procedural wing exists, in part, to remind us that some questions dissolve the structures that allow other questions to be answered. If I log this routing glyph in the standard procedural ledger, it becomes visible. It enters the system. It invites review, and review invites authority. If I do not log it, I preserve my neutrality at the cost of leaving a pattern unrecorded. There is no safe option, only two forms of risk. So I have done something smaller, and therefore more dangerous. I have created an external notation, not an amendment, not a correction, a witness mark, a record that says only, I saw this. I cannot yet reconcile it. I refuse to pretend it was never here. If the archive cannot remember receiving the instruction, then someone must remember that it exists. At the time of this record, I have reached the limit of internal pursuit. I can map recurrence. I can catalog contradiction. I can name the absence, but I cannot produce the first voice from within these walls, which means the archive is following an instruction it cannot remember receiving, and I have begun to keep a record that is not meant to belong inside it. This is Record 6, filed under Origin.